TOEFL exercise, skills 16 through 17, page 74. In this exercise, listen carefully to each short dialogue and question on the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. Number one.
Do you do the cooking every night?
No, my roommate and I take turns.
What does the woman mean? Number two.
Did you meet Hank's father at the game last night?
Yes, I did. You know, Hank's really a chip off the old block.
What does the woman say about Hank? Number three.
Do you want to go to the football game with us tonight?
No, thanks. I think I'm coming down with something.
What does the woman mean? Number four.
I can't believe what Hal said to the teacher.
Yeah, he really put his foot in his mouth.
What does the man say about Hal? Number five.
I'm going to the market now.
Could you hold off going for a few minutes? I'd like to go with you.
What does the woman mean? Number six.
I got a parking ticket, but I don't think I want to pay it.
You know, you're really playing with fire.
What does the woman mean? Number seven.
The noise from those machines is really bothering me.
Yeah, I wish we could just ask them to cut it out.
What does the woman mean? Number eight.
Did Fred tell you his theory about who took the money?
Yes, and I really think he's barking up the wrong tree.
What does the woman mean? Number nine.
This course is too hard for me. I think I'll just drop it.
Even though it's hard, you should keep at it as long as you can.
What does the woman tell the man? Number 10.
How's the chemistry homework coming?
It's like trying to swim upstream.
What does the woman mean? TOEFL review exercise, skills 1 through 17, page 74. In this exercise, listen carefully to each short dialogue and question on the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. Number 1.
Could you put some more wood in the fireplace?
I'll have to bring some in from outside.
What does the man imply? Number two.
Alice, I thought you were working late tonight.
I was supposed to, but my conference was called off.
What happened to Alice? Number 3.
Why are you getting out of the water?
The lifeguard motioned that we should move in that direction.
Where does the conversation probably take place? Number 4.
Did you enjoy the evening at the nightclub?
I wish there had been a little more room on the dance floor.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
I just sent off the letter that you wrote.
Then you did figure out how to use the fax machine.
What had the woman assumed about the man? Number 6.
I guessed that you would buy that new car.
And you hit the nail on the head.
What does the man mean? Number 7.
Is that your research paper for English Lit?
Yes, and it's almost finished. Do you think you could look it over for me?
What does the man want? Number 8.
Has everyone been informed?
No one is unaware of the situation.
What does the woman mean? Number 9.
Did you sleep well last night?
If the alarm were not so loud, I would never have woken up.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
I couldn't believe the story in the news about the problem with the airplane.
Yeah, I saw it too. The pilot was forced to land the plane in a field.
What does the man mean? Long Conversations, Paper. Page 76. Example from the paper TOEFL test. Questions 1 through 4. Listen to a conversation between a professor and a student.
Hello, Professor Denton. Are you free for a moment? Could I have a word with you?
Come on in, Michael. Of course I have some time. These are my office hours, and this is the right time for you to come and ask questions. Now, how can I help you?
Well, I have a quick question for you about the homework assignment for tomorrow. I thought the assignment was to answer the first 3 questions at the top of page 67 in the text, but when I looked, there weren't any questions there. I'm confused.
The assignment was to answer the first 3 questions at the top of page 76, not 67.
Oh, now I understand. I'm glad I came in to check. Thanks for your help.
No problem. See you tomorrow.
Number 1. Who is the man? Number 2. When does the man come to see Professor Denton? Number 3. Why does the man come to see Professor Denton? Number 4. What incorrect information did the man have? Page 82. Example from the paper TOEFL test.
You can't believe what I just got.
I bet you got that new car you've always wanted.
Now, how in the world did you figure that out?
Exercise 20, page 82. Listen to the first part of each of the conversations and decide on the topic of each conversation. Number 1. The first part of conversation 1 is...
I'm looking for a part-time job on campus.
What is the topic of conversation 1? Number 2. The first part of conversation 2 is...
Hi, Jack. It's good to see you again. Are you ready to get down to business again after spring break?
Not really, but I guess I don't really have too much choice, do I? And it's going to be particularly hard to get back to work since I just had the most fantastic vacation ever.
Really? What did you do?
I went kayaking on the Klamath River.
What is the topic of conversation 2? Number 3. The first part of conversation 3 is...
Did you read the article that the professor assigned for tomorrow's class? It was really interesting.
No, not yet. What was it about?
It was about pollution. Specifically, one kind of pollution called acid rain.
What is the topic of conversation 3? Page 83. Example from the paper TOEFL test.
Why do you have so many books?
I need them for my paper on George Washington. Do you know how I can check them out?
Yes. You should go downstairs to the circulation desk and fill out a card for each book.
Exercise 21, page 83. Listen to the first part of each of the conversations and try to imagine the situation. Then answer the questions in the text. Conversation 1. Listen to the beginning of conversation 1 and try to imagine the situation.
I'm looking for a part-time job on campus.
Then you've come to the right place. The campus employment office is here just to help students like you find jobs on campus.
I'm glad to hear that, because I really need to start earning some money.
Number 1. Who is probably talking? Number 2. Where does the conversation take place? Conversation 2. Listen to the beginning of conversation 2 and try to imagine the situation.
Hi, Jack. It's good to see you again. Are you ready to get down to business again after spring break?
Not really, but I guess I don't really have too much choice, do I? And it's going to be particularly hard to get back to work since I just had the most fantastic vacation ever.
Really? What did you do?
I went kayaking on the Klamath River.
Number 1. Who is probably talking? Number 2. When does the conversation take place? Number 3. What is the source of the man's information? Conversation 3. Listen to the beginning of conversation 3 and try to imagine the situation.
Did you read the article that the professor assigned for tomorrow's class? It was really interesting.
No, not yet. What was it about?
It was about pollution, specifically one kind of pollution called acid rain.
Number 1. Who is probably talking? Number 2. When does the conversation take place? Number 3. What is the source of the information? Page 84. Example from the paper TOEFL test.
Can I help you?
I'm interested in opening an account.
Well, we have several different types of accounts. Checking accounts, savings accounts, money market accounts, time deposit accounts.
It's a checking account that I'm interested in.
I can help you with that. First, you have to fill out a form, and then I need to see some identification. That's about all there is to it.
That sounds easy enough. Thanks for your help.
Number 1. What type of account does the woman want? Number 2. What does the man need for her to show him? TOEFL Exercise 22, page 85. Listen to each complete conversation and answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to the following conversation about a part-time job.
I'm looking for a part-time job on campus.
Then you've come to the right place. The campus employment office is here just to help students like you find jobs on campus.
I'm glad to hear that, because I really need to start earning some money.
Let me ask you some questions to help determine what kind of job would be best. First of all, how many hours a week do you want to work?
I need to work at least 10 hours a week, and I don't think I can handle more than 20 hours with all the courses I'm taking.
And when are you free to work?
All of my classes are in the morning, so I can work every weekday from noon on. And of course, I wouldn't mind working on the weekends.
I'll try to match you up with one of our on-campus student jobs. Please fill out this form with some additional information about your skills and leave the form with me today. Then you can call me back tomorrow and maybe I'll have some news for you.
Thanks for your help.
Number 1. What does the man want to do? Number 2. Where does the conversation probably take place? Number 3. How many hours of work does the man want per week? Number 4. When can the man work? Number 5. What does the woman tell the man to do tomorrow? Questions 6 through 10. Listen to a conversation between two friends.
Hi, Jack. It's good to see you again.
Are you ready to get down to business again after spring break?
Not really, but I guess I don't really have too much choice, do I? And it's going to be particularly hard to get back to work since I just had the most fantastic vacation ever.
Really? What did you do?
I went kayaking on the Klamath River.
Kayaking?
Yes. You know what a kayak is, don't you? It's a long, narrow boat, the kind first used by the Eskimos. It's quite popular now on whitewater rivers.
Oh, I know what a kayak is. I was just surprised that you would take a trip like that. Weren't you scared?
At first I was, but after I learned some techniques for maneuvering the kayak, it wasn't so bad. We didn't start out on the river. We had 3 whole days of instruction in a shallow pool first. Then, when we finally got out on the river, I felt ready for it.
Did you spend the nights camping outside on the ground? That alone would make the trip unappealing to me.
Oh, no. The accommodations were fantastic. Each person on the trip had a private cabin, and the facilities included a hot tub, a lodge where you could have a drink and relax, and a top-notch cafeteria with great food.
Now that part of the trip does sound good to me, but I don't think I'd like the part that involves riding through rough water in a small kayak.
Oh, you should try it. I know you'd like it. I'm going to do it again myself as soon as I can afford to spend the time and the money.
Well, better you than me.
Number 6. When does the conversation probably take place? Number 7. What are the man and woman discussing? Number 8. How much instruction did the man have before going out on the river? Number 9. Which of the following is not part of the kayaking trip? Number 10. How does the woman feel about taking a kayaking trip? Questions 11 through 15. Listen to a conversation between 2 classmates.
Did you read the article that the professor assigned for tomorrow's class? It was really interesting.
No, not yet. What was it about?
It was about pollution, specifically one kind of pollution called acid rain.
Why is it called acid rain?
It's called acid rain because the rain, or some other kind of precipitation, has been polluted with acid.
Where does the acid come from?
From cars or factories, anything that burns coal or oil. These are made up mostly of sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides, which react with water vapor to form sulfuric acid or nitric acid.
You mean that when coal or oil is burned, acid gets formed. And when it rains or snows, the acids fall back on Earth.
Exactly. That's why it's so dangerous. Acid rain has been falling over areas of Northern America and Northern Europe, and if this isn't checked, the effect on the water supply and plant and animal life could be disastrous.
This is something important. I really need to read that article.
Number 11. What is the topic of this conversation? Number 12. What energy sources cause acid rain? Number 13. How is sulfuric acid formed? Number 14. According to the man, where is acid rain a problem? Number 15. What action does the woman think she should take next? TOEFL Review Exercise, Skills 18 through 22, page 86. In this exercise, you will use all of the information that you learned in Skills 18 through 22. Questions 1 through 4. Listen to a man asking a woman for directions.
Can you tell me how to get to the music building from here? I have a lecture to attend there.
Oh, are you new to campus?
Yes, I just got here last night.
Well, to get to the music building, you have two choices. If you want to go right now, you can walk straight down this street until you're past the commons, and then turn right. The music building will be straight ahead.
How long will it take to get there?
About 20 minutes.
What's my other choice?
If you don't mind waiting around for a while, you can take the shuttle bus. The bus only takes about 5 minutes to get there.
But I have to wait for the bus?
That's right.
Well, I guess I might as well walk.
Number 1. Where does the man want to go? Number 2. How many different routes to the music building does the woman suggest? Number 3. What is the problem with taking the shuttle bus? Number 4. What does the man finally decide to do? Questions 5 through 9. Listen to a woman talk to a friend about her vacation.
How was your trip to Wyoming last summer?
It was fantastic. Some of the most beautiful scenery in the country is in Wyoming.
Where did you go in Wyoming?
We drove by Devil's Tower National Monument, and we spent a few days in Laramie. But we spent most of our vacation in Yellowstone National Park.
You went to Yellowstone? I wish I could have gone. I've heard that Yellowstone is just magnificent.
It's the oldest and largest national park in the United States. And it's got spectacular waterfalls, hot springs, and geysers.
Did you see Old Faithful?
Of course we saw Old Faithful. It's the best known of the geysers there. We couldn't visit Yellowstone without seeing Old Faithful.
Do you think you'll be taking another vacation in Yellowstone again? If you do, I'd like to go next time.
Number 5. How does the woman describe her Wyoming vacation? Number 6. How did the woman probably travel on vacation? Number 7. Which of the following did the woman do on vacation? Number 8. Which of the following is a well-known site in Yellowstone? Number 9. What would the man like to do? Questions 10 through 13. Listen to a conversation between two friends.
How are you going to spend this year's Thanksgiving vacation?
I'm going to spend it with my family. We celebrate very traditionally. We go to my grandparents' house and have a big Thanksgiving dinner. It's really the only time in the year that my whole family gets together.
In my family, we just have a big feast, too. We don't really stop and think about how Thanksgiving Day developed, how new colonists in Massachusetts had a 3-day feast to give thanks for surviving the first terrible winter and for gathering their first corn harvest the following year.
Did you know that the original Thanksgiving Day was celebrated in July?
No, I thought Thanksgiving had always been in November.
The first Thanksgiving was celebrated on July 30th, 1623. After that, Thanksgiving was celebrated at many different times. It wasn't until 1863 that Abraham Lincoln declared the last Thursday in November as a day of Thanksgiving, and this holiday has been celebrated in November ever since.
Number 10. What is the subject of this conversation? Number 11. How will the woman spend Thanksgiving? Number 12. What were the Massachusetts colonists thankful for? Number 13. According to the speaker, when is Thanksgiving celebrated today? The program continues on the next cassette.